Fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
More like radio, less like crap.
Thank you, a little wine. Who sent this? Just kidding, I ordered it. Cheers, you guys. Thanks for coming. I do that all night at the bar. I'm like, deadly. They're like, you're in a blackout. You shouldn't have. They're like, nobody did. Nobody's buying you anything. And I totally do. I black out whenever I drink anything other than beer and wine. No, it is the worst. Blacking out is the worst. Your mind is asleep, but your body's like, tonight is my night. Da-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na-na. You're in a coma with glow sticks. How is that okay? And nothing good ever happens in a blackout, right? I've never woken up and been like, what is this Pilates mat doing out? Oh! Who cleaned? No. No. I wake up with a potato skin like an eye patch. Like dried Haagen-Dazs on my neck, I hope. It's hard. It is hard. Speaking of semen, I was just in Sweden. Anybody been over there? Do not go. I was in Stockholm. Everyone is hot there. Everyone. Like, they have hot homeless people over there. I made out with a guy. I had no idea he was homeless. He had no shoes on. He was humming. I was like, I bet he's in a band. My friend's like, he's chasing birds. I was like, ooh. Is he eating that one? Oh, everyone is hot over there. Everyone. It's awful. And I asked one of the girls working at the festival, I was like, hey, are the men here circumcised? Because nobody needs that surprise again. Men don't prepare you. They just flop it out. You're welcome. Great. Just tell us, right? If I had a huge extra flap over my clitoris, I'd give you a heads up. I would. I'd be like, you're gonna encounter a wizard. Keep going. Go. Take this compass. Go. But men don't give a shit. They don't tell you anything, right? So I ask her, I'm like, so just tell me, you know, in Sweden, are the guys circumcised? And she said, sort of. What? Like, do you just take part of it away? So it looks like it's winking at you. It's wearing a little bonnet because it's chilly. Like, what?
Hippo Juice is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, BlackBerry phone, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
Phone.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Well, hold on. I'm not 100% sure on the rules of dodgeball. Like, you're out if you get hit with the ball, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So you can fucking just nail a bitch in the face.
You gotta assume because there's 1,000 hits a game.
Of course.
So
right in her nose.
In her face.
Please. I want.
I want blood
nose.
Everywhere. If we hit 200, what do we do? Because I want to know. Like,
he
what
fucks
do we...
a bitch on the stairs.
No, he doesn't do that for free.
I already did that, Mitch.
I want Joel to pick a fight with an opposing team and get into an actual fist fight.
No, not a fist fight because we don't want violence. We want that. What I do want, I want Joel to be.
Okay, I got one. No, I got one. Okay.
He has to film it for 200. He has to be overly enthusiastic guy.
Fuck you, bro. No, you're out. No, you're fucking out.
It's freaking $200. For $200, I want him to run all the bases with the pants on.
No, for here's what I think you should do for $200. For $200, he goes and grabs someone else's beer and then walks up to the pregnant girl and throws it in her face. Check out Dutch and Royce Live, Tuesdays 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! I have to have sex with Dutch.
Yeah, you can just beat off to me and then leave.
How do you positive spin herpes?
That's what I say about penises.
This is not good radio!
A hippo's not a porpoise.
Oh. I was talking about you.
I'm still also not a porpoise.
Really? You know what's sad? Match.com accepted a rapist, and you can't get on eHarmony.
Remind me never to leave this show, because if I do, you will just go on a tear and ruin my life.
No, I would never ruin your life, Dutch. You do a good job with that by yourself.
Ow.
Yeah, no, your drinking problem. Remember?
Other than the prostitute that I lost my virginity to? No.
Dude, you're a loser. You were, you stupid jerk. Dude!
Don't forget, we are better than you.
Express yourself!
Hi, everybody. Welcome
Express
to
Express yourself!
Let's see, Tuesday, September 3rd, 2013. 10 o'clock on the east time zone. No, I'm in the mountain time zone.
In the New York area, for me.
Yeah.
Welcome, like I said, to Dutch and Royce. I'm Joel Dutchman. We're here with my co-host, Royce Lopez.
Meh.
Marie Sarkis.
Express yourself.
And producer Mitchell Xavier Heil.
Hello, everybody.
If you guys want to get in touch with us, our number is 954-573-2780, or hit us up on Twitter, Joel Dutch, Chim Heil, H Juice Marie, or Hippo Juice Film.
Please tweet me, because I'm tired of my fiance saying that he's so much better at Twitter.
Why don't you
talk
into the microphone, because I'm already clearly better at radio than you are.
Hold on. You just did something there. Are you now referring to him as my fiance rather than just Royce?
I've been doing that.
Oh no, you're one of those girls.
Well, I have a short window of where it's fun to say it. I'm going to say it. Because then I'm going to have to start calling my husband or the old ball and chain or hubby or hubbikins.
Ex-husband.
Dick bag, ex-husband, right.
Dick Van Dyke, for some reason. I'll just start calling him that. I don't know. So, I mean, I have like 5 months left.
How have you been doing this ever since he popped the question?
Yeah.
Referring to him as my fiance rather than Royce?
Except sometimes I'll stumble because I'll forget, and then I'll still call him my boyfriend, and then I feel dumb. I'm like, he's more than that now.
Royce, thoughts?
I don't know. I don't feel too good. So, like, I'm like in and out.
I'm also poisoning him.
She must be, because my stomach is all messed up. I'm like,
dude,
tired.
Me too. I think my chick's poisoning me too.
I think she's crushing glass and putting it in my food or something, because I don't know, man. I'm just ugh.
So you don't like crushed glass? Because you should have said that
before we went on the air tonight. I was saying, like, you guys need to carry me tonight because I'm sick as fuck. I threw up twice today. Then Royce gets on the mic. He's like, dude, I think my insides are dying. You guys need to carry me tonight.
I know, man. Listen to us. The energy level of this show right
now.
You guys
are, the listeners,
you guys
are
so bad for you guys.
Banner show tonight.
I'm so sorry, guys.
It's
going to
be
listeners.
Monumental.
Because we are just out of it.
So
out of it.
Fucking not here. Well, I mean, I'm here. I'm here and queer. And people better get used, to it.
But yeah,
no. I know, dude.
I know, bro.
Slowly,
like,
I know,
bro. Not to throw up right now. While
it's
I'm talking
tough.
To you guys.
It's tough. I know.
Just don't.
Anyway, welcome to the show. I don't even know. Do you have stuff? Because I have nothing.
I got plenty of stuff.
Oh, I got stuff.
First of all, what'd you guys do for Labor Day weekend? Anything fun?
Ooh.
Yes, Marie?
No.
Your hands up.
No, we didn't.
Oh, you didn't.
No. What we did do is we went to a bar that we've been meaning to go to around here for a while called The World of Beer. And let me tell you, it is a culinary adventure around the world of beer. And we sampled things, but the more important part is we met Indian Jeff Goldblum.
Did they have Bud Light?
They did.
Awesome. I'm going. Okay,
and by the way, Indian Jeff Goldblum, to explain, it was this Indian guy that looked just like Jeff Goldblum.
Posting picture
exactly.
Now.
But they were like these college kids, two dudes and two girls that were sitting next to us at the World of Beer place. And I swear to God, one of them goes, do you have something called, hold on, looks at his phone, Guinness? And the guy goes, yeah,
oh, no.
we
Wait,
have.
Wait, that was what he asked for?
Yeah.
I couldn't
and
see.
Goes,
I just saw him pulling out his
something called
phone.
And then he goes, yeah, we have Guinness. And then the girls, not even the guy next to him, the girls start laughing. You've never heard of Guinness? Like, it was one of those, like, I've never known a person not to know that.
Hold
it
on.
Wasn't an exotic beer.
I have a question. Now,
it wasn't
did
a joke.
Did he have a thick accent?
No.
Like an Indian?
No. He was fucking American. He was from, dude, he went to UCF right by here. You could tell with the college right by here. He was totally 100% Americanized. Like, you should have known what Guinness was.
He looks like one of my old neighbors.
That's really embarrassing. I honestly didn't even hear. I saw him pulling out his phone and obviously looking at an app and confused and talking to a bartender about it. I didn't follow through and realize he was asking about Guinness. What a retard.
P-Rock is asking, was he swatting flies like most Indians?
No, not this one.
No.
He was wearing a... It was very weird because it was, like I said, it was two dudes and two chicks, but... It wasn't set up like guy, girl. It was girl, girl, guy, guy. So it was a very odd thing.
Oh,
and they were trying. The
but
dudes,
it was fine because one of the guys had a wool knit cap.
And
in
it's
Florida.
Only like 98 degrees outside. So whatever.
Oh, that bothers me.
But yeah. It was fine because he was probably just carrying his white guy dreads underneath it. So
yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
What's up? You don't like my Cardi?
No. Man, by the way, we set it off air. Dutch, I just got caught up with New Girl. Me and Marie, we're caught up. Current episode.
Mitch too.
I know. I just started season two today, so.
Oh
I'm
my god!
Like 2 days away fuckers. From finishing it.
And by the way, you guys mocked me when I first.
I don't
said
think
this show
so.
Funny.
I think if we pull the tape,
I
you'll
do
hear
not,
that we said we
recall.
Liked it.
I don't think we ever
no,
did.
No, you did. You guys all like trashed me.
No, I was like, oh, New Girl, what's that? That sounds good. I
yeah,
like things
like
that.
I was like
that.
Thanks. That sounds really funny.
No, I'm pretty sure you were like, oh, that wide-eyed bitch, fuck her.
No, I did not.
Show.
You might have said that. No,
yeah, that sounds like something you would say.
You
yeah,
said
that's
it.
A Dutch thing.
You're the mean one.
Yeah.
No, hold on.
You are the mean one.
I'm not the... Yeah. Well, maybe in that one J-pop video,
like,
which I actually wasn't that mean, but I got all the criticism for it.
But behind your back, we talk about how mean you are.
That's not cool.
We do. That's we're like, cool. Man, Dutch is mean.
He really is.
But anyway, yeah, so we went to World of Beer, and it was pretty cool. The beer was different. It wasn't bad.
Was it basically like a glorified Old Chicago?
What's an Old Chicago?
It's like a pizza joint or whatever, and they just
and
have
like a 3 million beers. Like, you guys
yeah,
don't have
like,
Old Chicago out there?
No.
I'm Julius Pepperwood. I'm from Chicago. Thin crust
cool.
Pizza.
They have like,
no, thank you. I'm from Chicago.
From Chicago. By the way, listeners, get used to we're
by the way,
Google
Dutch,
references from now on.
I made a rejoinder out of that, so play that coming back for break. Don't forget.
That is, by the way, Kelly, my girlfriend, quotes that all the time. She dies laughing every time. It's like when you first hear like, your first funny joke as a kid and it's something you still grin at. She is constantly laughing at that, and I sent her that picture promptly after you sent it to me because that is her favorite line.
From Chicago. watch New Girl, guys. Seriously, I can't. And everybody knows how fucking cynical I am, and how hard it is for me like anything. So it's a really funny show.
I can do this all day, man.
Yeah, I got it all day, man.
I do it all day.
I don't have to think about it. All day.
Yeah, I got it all day, too.
I do this all day, Winston.
Hey, how long can you do this for?
I can do this all day.
Yeah, I got it all day, too.
Winston!
Why are you yelling at
me? I'll do this all day, Winston. I'll do it all day, Winston.
So I have a question.
Yes.
Because we explained how we got into it, but I would like to hear Mitch's take.
Yeah.
Like, how fast did you go from, I don't believe them, they're making fun of this, to, okay, this is a really good show?
Yeah, like, yeah.
It started on last Tuesday when we listened to Dutch Roy, or, you know, when we did Dutch and Royce, and you guys were going on and on about it. I'm like, fine, after the show, I'm going to download it. And I killed half the season in a day, and then the other half I've finished throughout the week up until
yesterday.
Is Sherry into it?
She's seen a couple episodes, but she doesn't sit at home like I do. So,
but was it one of those things where, like, it took you a couple episodes to say, okay, I like it,
or
was it immediately?
Not. No, first episode.
Exactly.
Yes, right?
I was first episode in. Just because
I saw the first episode, it was like later in the first season. It wasn't even the first one. And then I went back and watched it again. So.
And yeah,
and the good thing is, like, you don't need to watch them in order. Like, we all like watching episodic, you know, shows that you have to watch them all to get into it. This one, it's fun because you can just watch them out of order and it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, you know, but then again, there are some kind of, like, progression stuff, like with this guy will get a new girlfriend, or, you know, she'll be dating this random
guy. Well,
yeah,
obviously, but each episode
you are the ugliest crier I have ever seen. Seriously, no one cries uglier than you.
I don't know, man. I go back and forth, like, about who my favorite is, but I think the guy, whoever plays Schmidt, man, he is the one. Specifically,
you want an Emmy?
Can I tell you why I have a soft spot for him, though? Is because I could tell you that in real life he had to have been a fat guy when he was young, because when he's in fat guy costume, he has all the. This is coming from a fat guy. He has all the motions of a fat guy. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
right.
He has all the nuances of it. Like, that is how fat guy walks and moves.
Like, what example?
The dance, like the way he dances, even the way he walks, like he waddles more than he walks. Like, it's very fun. He was a fat dude, trust me. But it was, like I said, absolutely love, like, whenever they have flashbacks, how terrible the 90s were and all the shitty music. I
really
love that
show generated towards people in our generation.
Yeah.
So.
And once again, I wanted to hate it. I wanted to hate that show so bad because that was going to be 500 Days of Summer. Bullshit.
That was not a terrible movie.
It is so not.
500 Days. Yes, that is exactly what I was worried about, was that it was going to be 500 Days of Summer.
Yep.
God,
hey,
reverence.
Dutch, if crack cocaine is what you want, crack cocaine is what we're going to get.
Crack cocaine is what we're going to get.
That is one of the ongoing jokes I love, is that Schmidt just over enunciates or mispronounces.
But certain words.
Just a singular word in a sentence for no reason. Chutney, button. When he was freaking out.
He's like Ryan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's Ryan. Yes.
Yes, yes. Because he's
Ryan will
idiot.
Pronounce certain words like very
douchey.
Direct, and then other ones not at all. He won't even try with certain words. Speaking of which, since we were talking about that, as far as, you know, things that go with 20, you know, people who are.
Things that make you go, Things make you go,
It's things that get harder after age 25.
Boners!
Boners!
Boners.
Done. Next segment.
All right. Next bit. Put that
one
in the vault.
All right. We'll just start from the bottom and go up. Watching
like that Drake song.
Huh?
All right. Like that Drake song.
Well, watching MTV.
Uh huh. To MTV 2.
Well, that's not even fair because MTV isn't MTV when MTV was MTV.
Exactly. Because
you know what, Marie?
45.
That was very repetitive, but I actually understood it. It was a repetitive sentence, but I got it 100%.
Not shopping at American Eagle.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Because now you reminded me of the MTV stuff, and I'm going back to the MTV Music Video Awards from last week and the whole Miley Cyrus debacle.
Oh, God, I have something. You just reminded me, a teaser. I have a new Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber collaboration.
Thank God.
We are better than music.
Thank
awesome.
Teaser for later
God.
The show.
Was Miley Cyrus's pale underwear rubber?
Yes.
That's what they're saying, yeah.
Why? Does she have a problem wetting herself?
It didn't flatter her ass at all. Like, her ass looked terrible in that.
Well, she has a terrible ass.
I would still eat out her asshole, though.
Why, though? I mean, so? She's not that. She's really not that attractive.
By the way, the gif they have here with this whole list was her humping that foam finger.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Why was she wearing a finger?
I have to give it to, was it the soup this week that we were watching where Joel McHale was making fun of how there's a really important crisis going on in Syria, yet all any newscaster could talk about this week was Miley Cyrus and how they were worried that she wasn't Hannah Montana anymore.
Oh, and by the way, Joel McHale had a joke because he did not go the route with the Robin Thicke dressed like Beetlejuice. Like, even I did. Everyone went that route. He goes, to be fair, she was only doing that.
Oh, he is dressed like Beetlejuice.
Yeah, and everyone did that joke, but Joel McHale's joke was actually even better. He goes, she was only doing that to get free shoes at Foot Locker.
That's funny.
You see, because Foot Locker employees wear that striped shirt like a ref.
Oh, by the way, side note, Kelly's cousin is married to Mankini, and Mankini is best friends with Joel McHale. That's how he got the job. So we might be able to get...
Well, you know, don't get my hopes up!
Side note, you've been hinting at that for weeks, and we haven't heard from
him. Whoa, Greta Van Susteren's back on the show.
Hi, Greta.
Hey, what's up?
Tell me how to produce the show now?
I wanted to talk about Syria.
What are your thoughts on Syria, Greta?
I think that we should send cruise missiles to Hannah Montana's ass. Because seriously, what happened to her?
Hey, Dutch, we need some breaking news noise if Greta's going to do the rundown of the VMAs.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
Breaking news. This just in, Obama can't decide anything.
By the way, since you mentioned it, like, what the fuck is going on with Syria?
Bro, it doesn't matter. Everything's fine.
Are we going into war?
Okay, can I explain something that
just
happened?
They've been at war. We're just like, hey, I know what you got going on over there is all, like, messed up and shit, but, you know, we're going to let all that go because oil. But
that was a direct quote from John Kerry, by the way.
John Kerry said that, but
today.
But the whole, you know, chemical warfare shit, that's like, Geneva Convention, not so cool. Russia, back the fuck up, Russia, and then bring it all back. Hey, stop it.
Hey, Dutch, am I the only one that thinks that when John McCain and Nancy Pelosi agree on something, it's the worst idea ever on the planet, ever,
it's
ever,
the worst
ever?
Idea
like,
on the planet
if
ever.
Those two agree, then it's probably
it's the worst thing that's ever happened.
One time, John Kerry and Nancy Pelosi agreed on the potluck theme, and it was Kraft macaroni and cheese, and Congress was pissed.
You know what day that was? 9/11, Dutch. Coincidence? Think not.
Hold on. What did they agree on?
I don't know.
They both want to go to war with Syria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No, but here's the thing.
Except that Bush is evil because he did it to
Iraq. Let's go against the United Nations.
Like, weren't they the ones always yelling about the whole Iraq thing?
Hey, Dutch, hold on. Dutch.
Hold on. Didn't it come out like not too long ago that Iraq moved their the weapons of mass destruction that we didn't find to Syria?
Here's Dutch.
Probably.
Dutch. What I said, and I think you'll agree with me, is whenever Obama does finally launch those missiles, he want him to ironically be wearing the Nobel Peace Prize he won and just say swag, right. Swag, swag while he's doing it.
Right. He
and just fucking lose.
And this is
lose.
Going on in the background.
Yes.
Celebrate good Obama, come out. Obama would bring...
It's Obama, Obama.
Obama would want to be playing Bombs Over Baghdad.
Oh,
he would totally want to be playing that because he's cool.
Bombs over Assad.
Ever since Syria bought XM, the quality's gone down. Can we agree? Can we agree?
This has nothing to do with anything.
Because ever since that, we should bomb the shit out of him.
How crazy is this song, though? Outkast used to rule. Like, what happened to them?
Andre 3000 became an actor.
They got. What?
Andre 3000 became an actor.
Yeah.
No, that's really what happened.
He did do that one.
He did that. They did that double album where, like, it came out together, but each one did their own CD. Like,
that was when I was in college back in, like, 2004.
Right.
Don't
a while
date yourself.
Ago.
I'm saying ever since that, he's been acting.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was in
acting
college
the fool.
To 10 years ago.
Yeah, he was acting the fool.
Another thing, too, and I was talking about this with Kelly, like, what was the last thing that Nelly put out? What about Murphy Lee?
Okay.
What about all the St. Louis rappers? Like, what was the last thing all these guys... Chingy.
Dutch, we know Timbaland's sitting around. Well, what the hell happened to Magoo? No one knows where Magoo is. Magoo's rocking somewhere. What? He's rocking without Timbaland, bro. Hey, Dutch. What happened to 112? If we're going to bring things up like that, where's 112? Casey and JoJo, where are they?
Okay.
Hey, Dutch,
like
one more.
Wonders
Dutch.
During the early
Dutch.
90s. I'm talking about guys who had like three or four
okay,
hits.
Hold on. Memphis Bleek.
Wait, you're talking about one-hit wonders.
Noriega.
Three or four hit wonders.
Noriega. You're talking about four-hit wonders?
Yes.
They have to be four hits.
The seven-hit wonders
of
the world.
Three or four-hit wonders. Hold on. Let's break this down.
Okay.
Three or four-hit wonders. There's been a bunch of those.
Does it have to be rap?
Like Outkast. Like
no, full bullshit. Nah. Back. Hold on. Pump the brakes, as the kids would say. Outkast has way more than four hits. I could off the top of my head name more than
five.
Four hits.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, cool. Bombs Over Baghdad, Roses, Sorry Miss Jackson, Elevators, So Fresh and So Clean,
Rosa Parks.
I'm going to keep going, bro.
Roses
isn't
a song that was on the radio.
Yes, it was.
Roses?
Yes, it is.
Are you kidding me?
I've heard one of those songs you said.
Yeah, but to be fair, they don't play that on the Christian station you listen to.
We're
the evangelical
not talking
bullshit.
About South Florida rap
station.
I'm stations.
Sorry,
we're
Mrs. Jackson.
About,
and for real.
Hey, we're
now about man to make your daughter cry.
Something.
Sorry.
Hey, black people saying words and I don't know them.
Hey, Dutch. What happened to your boner list? We got through like one.
Oh, yeah, Dutch, boner list.
Boner list?
The 25 boner list. You were 25 boner list earlier. We never got
things
through
that,
it.
Things that get hard after 25.
Things that get hard after boners or something.
Wow. Is that where we went from there?
Yeah.
Whatever. We have an ADD show tonight. No, I want to stick on three or four hit wonders. I would say that definitely Nelly is in that category.
Mace.
Hot in Her. Mace. Murphy Lee, I would say, is in there. Chingy, I would say, is in there.
Petey Pablo.
Petey Pablo had two. I'll give him a two-hit wonder.
And though, then he was in the movie Drumline.
Michael Jackson.
Count, though. I'm talking about songs.
The Beatles.
You really haven't heard about him after that fourth song.
I know.
The Beatles?
Yeah.
Aerosmith?
They not even one song. You think
don't want to close my eyes.
Pretty sure.
I don't want to fall asleep.
That is what Aerosmith should be known for.
I mean, you know, I wouldn't put him in that list, but.
Could but I like, know how to be so
But yeah, seriously, like these rappers who were, like, what was the last ludicrous thing that you, am I saying that he. What was the last thing he put out?
SVU. He was on SVU.
No. Song, stupid.
I know, Dutch. I know what you meant. But that's the last thing I can remember.
You're irritating me right now.
Oh, Fast and Furious 2. He was with John in that movie.
That's not a song.
Throw them bones.
What was the last song he put out?
Throw them bones, bro.
Act a fool.
Act a fool.
Y'all go make
that was
me too act a fool.
DMX.
Oh.
Act the Fool's
wait.
DMX.
Isn't he in that? Because I just Googled it, and it was he has a song in 2013 called The Rest of My Life, and then it was Act the Fool, and then Get Back, and then What Them Girls Like, and then How Low. Oh, it's not in order. This is dumb. It's not in order at all.
Oh, this is not
in order. This is not in order.
I realize it after the fact.
This is not in order in the least bit.
Oh, this is not in order.
This is dumb. Google, you're dumb.
This is alphabetical. This is not by your... I think Act of Fool might have been the last thing.
Say it right. You say it's so white, Dutch, and it's
Act of Fool. Sorry.
It embarrasses me how white you say it.
Act a Fool.
No, that's even
up
worse.
Up in
than
here?
Dutch, no.
Up in here.
Stop.
You all are going to make me lose my mind.
We have a little bit of street cred. A little bit of street cred. You realize we come on right after the blackest guy on the station, and you guys have to ruin our vibe.
I'm blacker than J5. Shut up.
Ruin our vibe.
I may be blacker than J5.
Hashtag blacker than J5.
Right, yeah. Things that are... Hold on.
Piss him off.
Because, here you go. Because you've been... Tonight you were good, but every other week for the last year, you've been running over into our show, which is fine. But because of that, now you get this. Hashtag, you guys, any of our listeners who are listening right now, hashtag things that are blacker than J5. I want to see that on Twitter, Trevor.
That's going to get racist real fast.
I'm going to pick one. Washington Generals.
There you go. There's one.
Oh, this won't end well for anyone.
The 1989 Miracle on Ice hockey team.
Urkel.
Stefan Urkel.
Carlton. Things that are blacker than J5.
Sugar Ray.
Sugar Ray Leonard.
Leonard Nimoy.
Will Smith.
All right, so that list you were talking about?
Milli Vanilli.
Oh, we're still going to go with this?
Vanilla ice cream.
Vanilla
and
ice.
Also vanilla ice.
Because I miss you, baby, and I don't want to miss a thing.
Because even when I dream of... No, seriously, the list.
What the wrong is... What's wrong with Ben Affleck's face?
I have another list.
Hold on. Shut up with your list. Shut up on your face with the list for a second.
Shut up on your face.
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 I wish I had John around. Why?
I know. He really thing. Does. And then it morphs into like French.
Shut up.
Okay.
I'm going to go in the middle and do Irish and then do Russian for no reason.
Slap in the bass.
Slap in the bass.
Slap in the bass. All
right. Look, I do understand why they picked. We never talked about this. I do understand why they picked Ben Affleck. To be Batman, it's because his jaw is...
Okay. Why would you think they had to pick the Batman for Ben Affleck?
I don't get this music. This music...
going to throw up.
This music has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
Except he was searching from it for a minute ago, and now that's what he has.
Ben Affleck was picked to be Batman because his jaw...
What? When did this happen? I don't remember enough nerd rage on Twitter about this.
Surprise happened? Maybe Italian music.
You like it?
Okay, Batman. Okay, if I could just for a sec, I just want to tell my story.
This just in. Right. Apparently, Batman is going to be played by Ben Affleck.
Okay, Greta, I know that. I just said that.
You see, because when you say it from the side of your mouth, everyone listens to you better.
Okay, Greta, if I could just for just
it's
talk
fine
Greta,
because
are you feeling okay? Do you need to go to like the hospital or something?
No, I've just been having a mild stroke for the last year and a half. It's fine.
You're kind of drooling all over the place.
Yeah.
Is it gonna be okay?
Yeah, well, that's Hannity's problem.
Poor Hannity. No, whoever goes out after Greta, they have to wipe down the counter with Lysol.
I have
because it's just a puddle of spit.
I have interns for my drool cup.
Drool cup.
But seriously, Batman. I mean, Ben Affleck. Really, he was in Geely.
Okay.
No.
Did you actually see that someone made a petition? This is actually one of my stories tonight, and this I'm going to transition. Thank you, Greta.
Okay.
Someone made a White House petition asking the administration to make it illegal for Batman to play. For Ben Affleck to play Batman. I fucked that up.
I'm Ben Affleck.
Where is he?
Where's J-Lo?
Where is he?
Remember Jersey Girl?
Wow. Yeah, somebody made a petition for that. Well, someone didn't take the news well after it was revealed that Ben Affleck would play the new Batman in the sequel to this summer's Superman film. Someone created a petition asking the White House to intervene.
Swear to me!
Let's see. What does it read here?
That
the petition
should be how you have
says
to
at the top of the petition.
Put your hand in the Bible.
To make it illegal for Ben Affleck to portray Batman, quote, Dutch! Or any superhero, Dutch! Unquote, for films for the next 200 years.
Dutch, when Ben Affleck wins an Oscar for Argo, then you have my permission to die.
Is that your Bane?
I'm sick.
That was the worst Bane.
Yeah, but in my Bane, hold on. Can I explain? They're recasting Bane 2.
No,
it's going to be
no,
Justin Timberlake. It's
I
Justin Timberlake as Bane. Ah, I'll just scream. I'll scream over you.
This is how you explain it. Is Dutch, sorry, I'm terrible at doing impressions.
Dutch, I'm sorry you're terrible at hearing my impressions.
This is for the New World Order.
That's even worse. You sound like the bad guy from Inspector Gadget.
I sound like Bane.
No, you sound like Claw from Inspector Gadget. Don't fucking side with Dutch.
It sounds pretty good to me.
Shut up, I will die.
So now we have currently
in this petition to make it illegal for Ben Affleck to take.
Okay, you're losing it now. Now it just sounds like Dutch through a megaphone.
I'm asking you, Mr. President.
Yeah, hold on. Let me read it. Yeah. I'm asking you, Mr. President, to make it illegal for Batman
to be Batman.
No, hold on. They actually put his entire name in here. I didn't know this is his real name.
Benjamin Button Affleck.
Benjamin Giza Affleck hyphen Bolt.
Bolt. Oh, he's related to Usain Bolt.
But hold on, the last it's spelled B O L D T. Bold.
Uh huh.
Old. Whatever. Otherwise known as Ben Affleck, that guy who ruined Daredevil. This is literally a petition.
I know
what's in there. To act or be part of any movie related to superheroes. Ben Affleck should not portray Batman or any superhero on film or the Sci-Fi Network.
We should sign it?
No.
They're banning it from Sci-Fi Network? According to this petition, yes.
Okay.
We are concerned Americans who care about our fictional heroes more.
Can I defend more than stop making fake petitions? Can I defend Ben Affleck for a second?
Nope.
Go ahead.
Because I would really like to.
I have another defense after your defense.
Okay.
Let's see if your defense is the same as mine. I'm writing mine down.
Here's my defense. My defense is he's married to Jennifer Gardner. He's doing community service. Give him a break. Look at her face. No, seriously. My real defense is the guy's a great director. Look, whether you like him or not, Argo was a good movie. He's not bad. Yes, he was shitty in Daredevil, but to be fair, Daredevil was written terribly, and the people around him were terrible. And remember when everybody gave shit to Chris Nolan? Even we did on this show when we heard Heath Ledger was going to be Joker. We're like, oh, it's going to suck.
Dude,
it's going to suck. It's going to be terrible.
Look at the camera. Look at that.
Awesome. Yeah, he really did.
That was my next.
Yeah.
I was going to say Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
That's my defense for
Batman. Remember they said, it's going to be 10 things I hate about Batman and all that crap?
And he won the goddamn Oscar and he deserved every second.
Yeah,
of that
he did.
He was
great.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah. But you know what?
And then he died.
Yeah, but you know what? Heath Ledger was really good in the other Heath Ledger movies.
All right. Well, Marie.
But it's all he just posted a GIF in the chat of Ben Affleck and Matt Damon running.
It's quite funny.
It's Batman.
Hey, guys, I fucking bet you that, like, Matt Damon's going to be robbed. All right, everybody on Twitter, we know. Everyone said the same joke. Stop.
Matt Damon.
Fucking sick of it.
Matt Damon.
There's somebody's bit out there and on Twitter, and I don't know who it is. I follow the guy. I want to give him credit.
What are you talking about?
There's somebody's
Matt Damon.
Oh. There's somebody's bit out there on Twitter where all they do is they get like stolen tweets that are that people try to take credit for, and he retweets like seven of them on the exact copy pasted tweet, and the bit makes me laugh every single time. How often people just directly steal things, and why is there Batman with cats on him in the chat? I don't know what's happening.
it's adorable.
Very odd. Anyway, isn't Ben Affleck playing Batman only in the next Man of Steel? I don't think it's going to be a huge part, right?
I don't know. Maybe.
I guess from what they're doing is he's an older Bruce Wayne.
Why don't you guys...
He's kind of losing his mind, that kind of thing.
You should stop trying to make me feel less angry because those are my emotions.
I have a petition, Dutch. Let's make a petition us and send it to the White House is let's make Michael Keaton Batman again.
No.
Why not?
But only,
I hated those movies.
Multiplicity.
Only if Val Kilmer... only if Val Kilmer can be Bruce Wayne. It'll
okay.
be super confusing.
No, what? So hold on. Michael Keaton's going to play Batman.
Yeah.
But Val Kilmer's going to come back, who's really fat, by the way.
Yeah.
And just play a fat Bruce Wayne.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So
what are you... This doesn't make any sense.
But it'll be fine because George Clooney will...
No!
Will be the body double for fat Val Kilmer.
It seems like a lot of
He's
work.
He's going to wear a suit with nipples on it.
Yup.
Not even a bat suit. It's just a regular suit.
Just nipples.
It's made out of rubber nipples.
I don't like any of this.
Powdered Toast Man would love it.
I don't like any of this, guys.
That's a Ren and Stimpy reference.
We got it.
For a Ren and Stimpy?
So, Dutch, where was that boner list?
Yeah, where was that boner list we were talking about?
I don't know what we're talking about right now.
The top 25 list of things that get harder.
Boners. Remember when we said boners and we all laughed earlier?
I thought we moved on to something else.
No. No. No.
What the hell was that?
That was the latest. I didn't mean to hit that button.
I love
that's
it.
My latest. Hold on.
Play it again. I got to hear it
that's
again.
That's the latest Marie button. Hold on.
That was fantastic.
No. No. No.
I like it. I really like it.
That was unedited. That was Marie in the middle of a sentence. Like, someone tried to interrupt her and she got angry, I feel.
By the way, we have
and then,
a.
Then this came out.
No.
We have Ian in the chat saying Nicolas Cage is Batman. Enough said. I would take that. I'd take a Nick Cage Batman. No?
No, not at all.
No, but wait. Listen to my plot.
No.
It's so childish.
I don't agree with something button.
Oh my God. I'm hilarious. I can't stop laughing at that.
I like how you crack you up.
Oh, by the way, I want to give a big...
No.
A big shout out to OSW Review. They did their newest episode is up now. And in this one, it's actually pretty funny. Even if you're not a wrestling fan, they kind of do a Mystery Science Theater thing with the movie Ready to Rumble, the David Arquette movie where he becomes a wrestler.
Anything we just said.
Well, because we were playing a clip about Marie repeatedly, so I was going to change the subject. Unless you want to play one more time, we could do that. Hold on.
It's just you keep yelling at me to go back to three different
Dutch,
things I started.
Dutch, boner list.
We
where
just
is
want
it?
To go to the boner list.
Where's that boner list, Dutch?
I don't even know what.
The very first thing.
The boner list.
Batman to
25 biggest boners
that
play Batman.
You started a list.
The list was, hold on. If I remember correctly, shut up. If I remember correctly, I believe the list was. I believe the list was the 25 Batmans with the biggest boners. And if we could get back to that, I'd like to know if I remember correctly, I believe
I thought
the
it
biggest
was,
yes.
I thought it was the top 25 Hanson songs that Joel loves.
Okay, Dutch.
It was just things that
what's
get
number one
after you turn 25.
25.
Like
what? Like boners again? Remember we said boners earlier?
Living on pizza and Red Bull and not feeling disgusting.
By the way,
MacBook without feeling.
Wait! You're just gonna blow through these,
Dutch,
like your mom?
Dutch. Well, I mean, apparently that's what I have to do.
Hold on.
Wow, you are a jerk.
Let me explain something. My body can no longer handle pizza and Red Bull like it used to when I was in my 20s. Now that I'm in my 30s, because now if I have pizza and Red Bull, my shit congeals into like a humongous ball. It's like you know when a bear hibernates, he makes like a. It's like there's twigs and berries in my ass.
Right. And
it's terrible.
It's because it congeals into a ball. Like when you actually shit, it's just a complete explosion.
But when you're like 21, you could fucking eat rocks and dirt. And you're like, I'm fine. I'm going to go run. Like you're fine. You're perfectly fine.
Hey, Ma, how about some more rocks?
But now I eat Activia like a fucking 90-year-old woman. I swear to God. Although the fun part is, after taking a big Activia dump, I always sing that. I go, Activia, and then I flush.
All right. Yeah, by the way, if you're just tuning in, or even if you were still listening, forgot where we
were. No, it's mad.
It's things that get harder after the age of 25.
Wait, hey, guys, I have one. Boners.
Dating someone for just the heck of it.
Whoa, hey, I don't know if we're going to work blue. You're
not necessarily ready to settle down yet. You are less likely to hook up with someone for the totally wrong for you because they're cute and fun. It's all about self-respect. Yeah,
that's yeah, but your eggs are drying up, you whore.
See?
Settle well,
that's
just, down.
That's the point is before you're 25, that's stuff you do. Afterwards, you're like, my eggs are drying up and I'm a whore.
I'm sorry, so, but there's plenty of 30-something-year-olds that are blowing people.
Yeah, because their eggs are dry.
Yeah.
And they're whores. Blowing your bonus check on a new MacBook without feeling guilty.
I would always feel guilty about that.
Yeah, we got a PC.
When I was younger, I had less money.
I had a Mac once. It's not worth it.
Yeah, don't seriously. Kids. Just get a PC. Seriously.
Recovering from a night out.
Night out.
Getting drunk, going to bed without drinking any water, and then waking up and feeling fine.
Oh, yeah. You have to hydrate.
Not anymore.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's once again going back to that. Getting older, man. Drinking is not the same.
Oh, dry it's mouth, and the next morning is the worst.
Because
I keep getting shit for being an alcoholic, even though it seems like I'm drinking a lot in the show, but I'm really not. Like, this is, it's like the most soda downed alcohol ever when you actually watch me on the show. Like, I don't really drink that much during the show.
Well, that's fine. No one, I mean that.
Well, I'm just saying it goes with what we're talking about.
Well, yeah,
I can't handle it anymore.
It's you know, it's true. Like even going out, we went to World of Beer, like we were saying earlier, and dude, back when I was younger, beer would never get me drunk, and we're out there, and I had like two.
Especially because you're a bigger dude, and you guys can pound.
I had three beers, and I was like, Marie, I'm getting fucking hammered. I swear to God, and like a baby, like I was a baby. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, what is wrong with me? And I mean, don't get me wrong. It is kind of nice because you get drunk faster. But it's your body is just does not handle things the same way. Everything's terrible now.
Pulling
everything hurts.
Pulling off a graphic tee.
I could still pull off a graphic tee.
Yeah, we still rock
bro,
the tees.
Bro, I'll still pull off.
You can rock the tees well into your
30s. Come on, man. Easy.
Come on.
No, you can't.
Yeah,
come
you
on.
Can.
I'm come on.
With, I know. I'm
I can. People. I rock graphic tees all day long.
Have you guys seen me wear a graphic tee ever on this show?
No, but you wore V-neck, so let's not pretend like
solid
that's just classier.
No, I wore V-neck once 5 years ago, and I'm still getting shit for it.
Well, because you look good in it.
I wear V-necks. And also, I do rock graphic tees all the time.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. I have
these are awesome.
I actually don't have normal clothes. It's all T-shirts with things.
I always
there.
Have solid colors. That's what I.
Yeah, good for you. You're so fancy.
Yep.
Solid colors that he cuts a little bit off the bottom so he can show his,
right.
his abs
and,
off.
And he and
I have a long torso, Marie.
And he hems his sleeves.
I don't.
Dutch buys.
I did that.
How funny would that be? Dutch buys a $7 T-shirt and spends $30 to hem it. Hey. Hey, listen, Julie, I said a 6-inch hem. Make sure these guns are looking tight. I want to make sure the chicks can see them. Wow. You don't want to be the douchebag who gets your jeans pleated.
Right. Eating whatever you want, not gaining weight.
Oh, that's long gone.
Damn it.
I still eat everything I want.
Yeah, but you gain weight.
And you have AIDS.
Well, that's why I don't gain weight.
I know.
What is this? Drink? What's in it?
What are you guys doing? Guys, Mitch, you're on the air. What are you doing?
Yeah, Mitch. Quit
salt?
It.
No, there's some lime in it.
Sherry handed me a shot of tequila, and there's a fuzzy thing in the bottom.
What does it have? Sea salt on it like a common surf?
Yeah, what's the fuzzy thing?
What? Do you see that?
No, pan over. Dude, you have me on the screen. Why aren't you panning over to Mitch?
Okay, do you see that fuzzy thing in the bottom?
Ew, what is that?
I don't know.
Move your fat fingers.
Yeah, put it back. Put it back on the...
What did Sherry give
turn
you?
Turn your fingers out of the way.
Okay, Mitch.
They're not... Stupid. Oh, my fingers are below.
I'll tell you
okay,
what...
See,
okay.
There's some sort of...
I see it.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell
that.
You what it looks
okay.
like. It looks like a caterpillar turning into a beautiful drunk butterfly.
Sherry, what did you do? Were you trying to poison him in front of
what,
us?
Dude, all of our girlfriends are trying to kill us, dude.
Dude, I think they
all
are.
Of them.
I really think Kelly... Because I was okay this weekend when Kelly was down here. Mm. And I threw up twice today.
I'm
and
telling
I was okay
you.
This weekend, but I've been kind of sick, but I was really sick today.
Just drink it, Mitch.
Are you
don't
to
drink it,
me,
Mitch.
Sherry?
Mitch.
No, I'm not trying to poison you.
Just drink it, Mitch.
Fine. Mic up.
On the air.
I made a shot because Mitch put a mic in front of me.
Oh, that's...
Okay, hold on. Let's turn your mic up, sure. Mitchell. Sherry, what did you make him? What kind of shot was it?
It's just tequila, salt, and lime.
So that's a
it?
Lime?
But there's probably salt that... fell to the bottom. But Mitch put a mic in front of my face, and I was like, well, I'm not going to do any talking unless I have a drink. And I've made
She's
it
just
halfway-
like me. I can't do this show without drinking.
I've made
no,
it
Mitch.
The show without having to talk, so I handed it to him, and now I'm talking.
Now, Mitch, you can't function as a human being without drinking, not just the show. Don't fucking narrow it down to just the show.
I mean, you have a point, but
I love how every producer on this entire station are all alcoholics.
No, like, I get why. I get why. Look, I get why. Don't get me wrong. I don't ever blame you guys for it. It's terrible.
Yeah, working with you guys. You guys lead us to drink, I feel.
I get it. I do. Trust me, I get it. But it's just, but to be specific, Mitch, I can't do this show. No, Mitch can't get up in the morning without drinking. Mitch, how often, do you drink every day?
No, not normally.
He's not that bad. Like when I was there, he didn't have a lot. So
no, I mean, if I do, I'll have one or two a day. On my heavy drinking nights is actually Tuesday nights when I'm doing this, and I'll have four. That's my heavy drinking night.
Well, I mean, I guess that's okay. I think you do heroin.
Maybe five or seven.
This is how I know when Mitch starts to get a little tanked is when he starts getting mean.
Yeah, he does get mean.
Like when Mitch gets mean, it starts trashing the listeners and other shows. That's how I'm like, oh, okay, here we go. Here's fun, Mitch.
Yeah, Mitch does get kind of bitchy. He gets kind of catty when he drinks.
Kind of gets Mitchy, yeah.
Yeah, Mitchy. That's exactly. He gets Mitchy. they say another thing. That Kevin's.
No, he doesn't slur. That's the thing. He just gets belligerent.
And he always gets really mad at Kevin. Like, specifically, Kevin gets his wrath from alcohol by volume.
Kevin's,
I don't know what.
One thing going on.
Kevin gets his. It's either Kevin or Dennis gets the wrath of Mitch when he's drunk,
or Ian.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Ian specifically.
No, I think
Ian
it was sober.
Mitch, you didn't like all the brony pictures. I don't remember you ever saying that.
I think I got over it. I think I'm into bronies now.
Now he's a brony. Great, you've turned him.
Now I'm a prony. I'm a pro brony.
You're a prony.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing though that you wouldn't fit with the next thing on this list as far as. Things you don't do after you turn 25 is
shower.
Withholding your opinion.
Oh no, well no, that's
so you're getting less scared to say exactly what you think.
That's
in a polite way, of course.
The direct opposite.
I have become crotchety as I get older. I am getting worse.
I love giving opinions.
I should be on the lawn waving my fist at children. Like I don't care.
Well, that's the point. Things that get harder to do.
Remember when you said boners?
Your age.
Remember when you said boners?
It's
earlier?
Harder to do. It's easy. You see what I'm saying? Like withholding your opinion. Mm-hmm. Is easier to do after you drink.
I got you.
We heard that backwards. Yes, that is correct.
You're right.
It is harder to withhold an opinion.
We just kind of scream at people now in public.
Love to.
We really do. We just scream at people.
Let me tell you something.
And telling people that, you know, mm-hmm. you force your girlfriend to have a coat hanger abortion.
Okay, but you know, all right.
That was probably one of the dude, I haven't laughed that hard.
It was fun, though.
You told me that story last week. Holy shit, that was
funny. But you understand, we'll even go to the supermarket and I'll be like, Marie, that's the wrong, that, you know, through my teeth, I'll be like, Marie, that's the wrong kind of bread. I said wheat! And people
right,
look at
that
you.
Get harder after the age of 25. The boners. Next one is size boners. Not feeling a little bit weird about being single.
Oh.
Not that you're on a timeline, but society and your grandmother might make you feel like you should be.
Well, I mean, everyone on this show is happily. I can't even say it with a straight face. I'm sorry. I couldn't do it.
I still have one grandma, and she doesn't know that I.
Is that the racist one?
Yeah,
oh, I love her. The one with the Nazi gnome.
It's a KKK.
Yeah, KKK. Oh, get it right.
Yeah, yeah. No, but it's actually at my dad's house. But I don't think she knows me anymore. She thinks I'm her son, who died.
At least you have grandparents.
I have one left.
This isn't a pity party, guys.
I have none left. I haven't had any in the last 5 years. How do you feel now, Mitch? Just brought the show.
I don't know. I haven't seen her in a couple of years.
Royce has not only his grandparents, but his great grandparents because Cubans, they just love fucking.
It's not even that. It's that, first off, yeah, Cubans do live into like their hundreds for whatever reason. I don't know what it is. It's
you
weird.
You guys have the greatest like age.
No, because
it's so weird because all you do is stab each other.
It's not even that. No, but think about this. People like it's a healthy lifestyle. It's not. Look, Cubans eat pork.
They don't know the meaning of the word vegetable.
No, yeah, we don't. We eat pork.
Everything is
cigars.
Brown.
smoke cigars. We're not healthy people, but there's something inside
you
of us.
Forever.
We'll live to 130. It's weird. Like, we're like turtles. Like, we just it's an island of turtles. We just live.
We really are.
And I don't know why.
Guys,
it's
really
weird.
You're really slow. You have a hard outer shell.
It's very
weird. And you're
weird.
Really good in soup.
Yeah, we're delicious in soup. And
all right.
Yeah. And, oh, by the way, Dutch, big up, since we were talking about Cuba, the woman that swam from Cuba all the way to the...
that puffy lip bitch.
I know.
Fucker. So sick of this.
Yeah, that's the first woman who's ever done that, not in a door or a 1952 Chevy.
Yeah, or the fact that five other men have already done this, by the way.
Well, yeah, but that's because we have penises, and it's easier for us to do physical activities.
65-year-old
childless... Dutch,
cunt who has a dried up wound.
Let me show you why a man's better. You know how I would have done it? I would have used a jet ski with gas in it. You know how much faster?
Real quick. Going out both Friday and Saturday night.
What? Hold on. Am I a triathlete?
I don't even go out Friday night.
I occasionally will go out both nights.
Whoa. Really?
Whoa.
All right, fine, and you will, let's say. And I've risked it before. I went to New York, and then by the third day you feel like you've got beat up, right? You feel like someone beat you with bats.
Did somebody punch me last
night? Yeah, exactly.
I feel like I have a bruise in my ribs. No, baby, you fell over.
You
were that drunk. You're an idiot.
Yeah, you're just a moron. You got into a fight with a fucking meter.
Our next one, making friends.
Oh, so hard.
I couldn't do that as a
grad
kid.
Grad school, your ready-made social infrastructure are dunzo.
Yup.
I would say Dunsky in that situation, but
Dunzaroonie.
My way to pick up new friends now at my age is like I'll walk up to them and I'll just like flex and be like, hey guys, you want to join the gun show? And if they laugh, bam, friends. And if they don't, I pull my penis out. Awkward for everybody. Walk
away. Next one, going out on Halloween.
You know what? Yeah. I gotta say,
Hold on. What the greatest part about this is that they have a gif of a cat dressed as a bumblebee just falling off a couch, and then below it just says, no, seriously, you know, why?
I actually enjoy giving candy out on Halloween now. I've turned into that.
No,
I like it.
Going out.
No, I know, but I know what you said.
We like to stay home.
But what I'm saying is
and
I
look
have
at the children come to our door
yeah.
in adorable little outfits.
It's just easier that way. And look, going out on Halloween is I guess it's one thing if you're out there to go see sexy chicks and this and that, but especially if you're dating somebody, what's the point? Like, what are you going to go do? You're right. going to go do what?
You're going to take pictures with strangers in your awesome costume. That's what you're going to do.
I guess.
Next one is going into Hot Topic.
Why?
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
I think
why?
I think they've...
That's literally what they said underneath it was why.
I think they've changed the name of that store to the Tim Burton store.
Next one is experimenting with trends.
I still do that.
I thought you were going to say experimenting with trannies.
I don't. You're not doing the hipster trend, I guarantee you.
I do totes. I do a Breves.
That's
like,
talking. It's talking about actual
your welks.
Fashion.
Like what? Like what your trend? Welks? What trend have
it
we
says
not
right here. Okay, here you go. Neon pink ombre hair.
I do that.
My hair's ombre right now, son.
Stay
hey, hey, hey,
my
listen.
My hair is fucking ombre.
Hey, listen.
Right now.
Listen, ombre. Her hair is ombre.
Look at this. Look my hair is one color at the bottom of my hair.
Bam.
It is in the
double.
Top.
Look at that. Double
look
hair.
You're such a hipster.
Double
oh my
hair.
God, you're so hipsterish.
Yep.
Ew.
Fuck yeah.
Marie's a hipster.
Yeah.
All right, next one is putting up with bullshit from anyone. That's harder to do when you're older than you was when you're younger.
Bullshit.
Like when you get
sick
older,
of your
you're
bullshit,
like,
anyone.
I don't put up with stuff and I will burn a bridge
no.
very quickly.
Thank you. Me and once again, and like I said, since me and Marie are very similar, we don't put up if anyone is annoying, we'll just at this point we're like, shut up to their face. Because
stop
who cares?
It.
Like I don't care anymore. It doesn't if someone's being annoying, you just say it to their face, and they tend to leave you alone and never talk to you again. Problem solved.
I told my younger brother to fuck off and die recently.
Oh, it happens.
Well, that's a little excessively mean.
Is he still alive?
No, he's still alive.
Did he fuck
off
at least?
He pissed me off so badly.
What did he do?
Did he steal your?
It wouldn't make any sense. It's not hot.
I know what it is. He stole his LA Gear looks hair thing gel. LA looks hair gel.
To go with the point of this is the fact that it's like I don't feel like explaining myself, so it's easier for me to go on, fuck you and die. Like I don't want to talk to you right now. Just die. Like it's just a lot easier for me to just say that than to actually try and go, you're being an asshole for this reason, that reason, this, and other. I don't feel like having a whole long text conversation, so it's easier for me to go, you're a piece of shit, and fuck off and die. So,
well, look.
I have plenty of brothers. He can be replaced. It's fine.
Well, I don't know. That's a good whoa. Ooh.
The next one is making plans on summer Saturday night. Next one is rallying after day drinking. I actually did day drinking not too long ago.
I can't.
I hate day drinking.
I can't day drink. I can't.
I haven't done it in a while, and it was actually kind of refreshing just because of where we were. Like, it was like a nice, like, a bar, like rooftop type of area, and there's like good shade, and I don't know, something about the vibe of it was really refreshing, and it worked.
I mean day drinking is tough, but once again, day drinking is tough because what ends up happening when you day drink is your night's ruined. You're just in your
that's the point. That's what the sanity theory says. A 6 p.m. nap is going to turn into a 12-hour snooze.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's once again, it's not like when before you go day drinking, take a 30-minute nap, and then you'll be up and you'll be out till 4.
Yeah.
No problem.
You're good.
If now if you day drink, exactly, you're just gonna pass. And you're not even gonna fall asleep in your
done.
Bed.
You're done at 11.
And you're by the way, you're out. Not even getting a comfortable sleep. You're gonna be passed out with like your neck sideways on your couch,
yep.
And a fucking 3 Bud Lights on your rug.
Yep.
And you're gonna wake up with a crink in your neck. And your next 4 days, you have to call out sick Tuesday because that you can't move. It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
I just want to say this to the young kids. This was a couple weeks ago, but I listened to Kevin's show, Alcohol by Volume, and I found 2 beers at my local, you know, brew pub, or my, not brew pub, my local liquor store, and they're the
brew
22
pub, huh?
Ounce. Yeah.
How old are you?
I went down to the old soda jerk and got a sarsaparilla.
See?
But
there was a Negro behind the table. I said, it's son, I'm going to throw you a 5 spot, and you go back there and you get me a saucy one.
Brew
no,
pub?
I
old man, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I know. I knew it. I knew it.
And then I got a ticket because I. And then I got a ticket because.
Sorry. If you would have blown through that and didn't stop yourself, I
tried.
Probably would have picked up
on it. No, see, I tried, but you guys caught onto it too quick. So.
And then I got a ticket because I parked in front of a Johnny Pump.
But I bought 2 beers.
I didn't go to one place because there's too many Jews working there, and I just didn't feel comfortable because I thought they were going to take my money.
And let's face it, guys, the only thing worse than a Jew is an Irishman.
Exactly. We don't want any of these redheaded gingers taking our money and giving it to the Negroes.
Sorry, Mitch, you were saying?
Yes. Anyway, what I was saying is I got 2 beers. They were 22 ounces each, and they're about 9 or 10 percent alcohol by volume, which is, you know, it's about 8 beers or something like that. But I had those during the show. I only had the 2. That was all I had all day. I passed out on the couch, and I woke up in the morning to my girlfriend waking me up saying she's going to work. And
that's awesome.
Ow.
Oh.
So it was equivalent of about, you know, yeah, about 8 beers. Where when I was younger, I could put away 12 or 15 or whatever in a night and be fine.
And then go driving. Not even that. You go driving. Like, you're fine.
And you were good. You were better than everybody else.
Of course.
You were self-conscious of it. And
yeah, after 13, we went out for a beer run.
Now if I have rum, raisin, ice cream, I'm throwing up like a bitch. Because it's just, I don't know what it is, man. It just sucks. Like, it sucks.
No, you know what it is? It's age.
It is. Yeah, I know. You're right. And
things you can't do after 25 is the reason why I brought it up.
Yeah, I know.
Because
boners.
I figure we could all relate to it at this point.
Should we go to break, Dutch?
Exactly. That's why I started to wrap it up
there. All right, well, let's leave with a laugh. Like, someone tell a good joke to go with a laugh.
Marie, say something funny.
Okay, go ahead, Marie. Go.
She's not going to.
And go.
More like radio, less like crap.
Hi, I'm Joe Conti's girlfriend. The one thing I can always count on is when I listen to him on the show, he will never embarrass me. Until I heard him read some putrid poetry he wrote about some ex-girlfriend that broke his heart. Wah! What a pansy.
Years ago, I made some, I call them writings, I don't want to call them poetry.
I call them writings.
I'm buying into that word.
No, man.
Writings, Frank. They're writings.
And the Ten Commandments are writings. You made poems.
Basically, it was a girl.
The
who,
writings of girl Joe Conti.
Girl who ripped my heart out.
Uh-huh.
And years ago, before we came here, I was sure it was a girl.
Uh-huh.
Before we came here, I thought it would be great radio
to bring the writings in and do them on the air. I keep saying writings. And the vicious, vicious attack I got, the vicious beating that I took for, yes, and well deserved, yes.
Yeah.
But I was telling these girls, but see, what everybody forgets is that
what's,
I never sent
what's,
them.
What's
to
your
her.
Pen name? Edgar Allan Poe?
The Conti and Kenny Show.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! Let's say it three more times.
Bounce, down, down, down. Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, down, down. Wow, diddy, wow, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
The Cousin Joe Show strives for excellence in broadcasting.
Not really sure how, but he had mutilated himself. So there was self-mutilation to his genital area.
The gold standard for broadcasters everywhere, Cousin Joe is always on topic and always on point.
Now I'm talking ourselves up.
Keep going.
Both funny.
Like where you going.
Which I don't say often about myself, but funny. Creative. So, I lost my point.
Never short on words, he always knows just what to say.
I don't know how to put it without sounding gay.
He's an all-around honest guy and not afraid to let you know just how he feels.
I don't get why people are so down on Hitler.
The key to Joe's success is his uncanny ability to bring you quality programming night in and night out.
Record yourself taking a shit and we're going to play Guess the Shit.
You can listen to the Cousin Joe and his Big Fat Cock Show Thursday nights, 7 to 10 p.m. only on morelikeradio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at AdamandEve.com.
Hey everyone, it's Sean from the Hippo Juice Show. When I'm looking for all the latest gossip preteen boys talk about, I listen to Markout Radio, Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on morelikeradio.com. Now here's your Markout Radio moment of the week.
Listen, the match is already boring. When a match is boring, it's the announcer's job to assign it excitement. That's what you're there to do. If you don't believe me, go ask Joey Styles. Go ask Tony Schiavone. Go ask JR. If the match sucks, it is your job as the announcer to help put it over. Yes, the fans in the audience will not be privy to that, but the 4.8 million viewers at home are! Jesus Christ! Michael Cole, Jerry Lawler, you need to be replaced. You're too comfortable and you suck at your jobs. Granted, you don't suck as much as the NXT announcers from this week, but you suck at your jobs.
Mark Out Radio with Big T and Dark Fox.
Red Show, that's an online radio show.
Across the country. Tomorrow.
Going shirtless.
Why?
So I don't want to go shirtless.
Guys that have been on the air. What the fuck?
The hosts of the Red Show.
In which there's really no other way to put it. They'd be less funny than that.
And he's your guy on the Red Show. Because he is a racist. That's the whole reason he's your guy.
Red Show.
I went on there
radio.
And again,
so
I'm not open. We are here now at More Like Radio because of text budget.
He got us fired.
It's a goddamn war zone out here.
I see the slight shift and I don't like it.
Obviously hates pretty much everyone who's not a white male in his 40s, I would imagine.
In radio, and that's what they were trying to do. And I remember that
bad words against customers.
Okay, I want you dead.
God. Who's texty, by the way?
On Twitter. Okay. You know, especially I know
what Texie does. He's a fucking all-star pitcher that shits in the manager's office.
You probably deserve those Texie days, I say.
That's right, Jason and Tex. Take that. Ha. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you, Gather.
You won over the heart of a Colorado housewife. Congratulations.
He is so banged up. He can't even focus now. He has his hands over his face.
Footer's losing his mind. He's covering his face. He's swaying back and forth. He's like rape showers. It's The Red, Wednesdays at 9 East, only at morelikeradio.com.
Warning, listening to More Like Radio in large quantities may result in the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and normal balance, imagined gains in height, fitness, and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not...
Don't mean to interrupt. I just hear you're the best teacher of adults.
Oh, no.
I'm wondering if there's room for one more.
No!
How you guys doing? I'm Julius Pepperwood.
Not now.
My next cop, ex-Marine. I'm here to learn how to write short fiction.
Oh, okay, Julius. Just take a seat and, keep it small.
I'm from Chicago. Thin crust pizza? No, thank you. I'm from Chicago.
So for a fun follow-up...
Sorry I'm late.
No problem, Edgar. We're just going over our descriptive imagery.
I'm sorry, dear. I can't hear you.
Mr. Pepperwood.
I'm going to move closer if you don't mind.
No, you don't have to go. Stay over there.
How you doing, pal? I'm Julius Pepperwood.
Edgar.
What are you doing?
If you don't mind me asking, why are you late today, Edgar?
Traffic, it really killed me.
It killed you?
Mr. Pepperwood.
Would you say that it stabbed you?
Say that again?
How about glasses on or off?
Teach, if I keep them on, am I a bad boy?
Hey.
All right, honey, I'll take them off. Whoa. That's a whole different lens to see that blue dress.
What are you doing?
Nothing, man. You look good in your dockers. What? Nothing happened. I'm Julius Pepperwood. Let it go.
Boys, 954-573-2780 if you guys want to get in touch with us. This is good editing with that one there, Royce.
He's in the bathroom.
Really?
Really.
Yeah, I almost had a yak, trying to break too.
But thank you, though, because I had to make some mild suggestions because he was letting me hear as he was editing them. And I was like, no, do this or do that. So I really produced it. So I'll take the compliment.
All right. Well, producer Marie's on the
finally, his rejoiners sound good.
And
get more involved in this.
You haven't made a rejoiner in a long time.
Yeah. I made one a couple days ago.
Did you really? Which one?
It was a new girl one. I don't remember, though.
Oh, there's a bunch of them in there because ever since I turned you idiots on the show, all the new rejoiners are new girl.
Yeah, buddy.
Of course.
So, second hour, Dustin Royce, 954-573-2780, or you can listen to us live if you guys are podcasters every Tuesday night.
Hey.
What?
You like they were doing the joke again where the song relates to the clip?
Which song did this relate to?
See, this is the band Chicago.
Ah, okay, good.
Nah.
That's where the bit started, was where we actually had the clips relate to songs, and then we shy away from that. But morelikeradio.com is where you can find us if you guys are podcasters. You just go hit the live link at the top, join in the chat room and all the fun shenanigans and things like that. Should I wait for Royce to get back before we get into...
Fuck no!
We listen to better music than you, or I still can't figure out the name of this goddamn bit.
You
I think
it
it's just we are better than the music. Although we're switching over to K-pop now, so it's a little
well,
different.
It's not K-pop though.
Oh,
well, Jesus, in the first hour.
Is it J-pop?
No, it's awesome pop. It's this last C-pop? Wednesday morning.
Is there a China pop? Is that a thing?
I asked C-pop? If there was a C-pop before.
Or is all they do is like praise Chairman Mao or whoever their new guy is, Kim Jong. Who's the guy over in China?
No, you had it. You had it.
Chairman Mao, is he still a thing?
Kim Jong Mao, yes.
Kim Jong Mao.
Or is no? I thought he was a Korean, North Korean guy.
It's led by an army of General Tsao.
Oh, General Tsao.
Yeah, you know, and his.
As in the chicken.
Yeah.
He's really good at making chicken.
Sometimes he's too spicy.
It wasn't
though.
Really a good reason to make him a general, but I don't.
And why does he always come with four broccoli? Like, really? Four? Four.
Broccoli's like 3 cents a pound. I don't know why they need to skimp on it.
Can we get to this already?
Yes, of course.
Remember when I said boners earlier?
Okay, so a new song was leaked Wednesday morning featuring Miley Cyrus, Justin Bieber, and rapper Lil Twist.
Now, is L-I-L or little?
L-I-L.
Okay.
Lil.
Lil.
Okay.
Lil Kicking Twist.
Old school, then.
Who apparently is the J. Biebs man's...
first name, last name.
Exactly. J. Bieber.
J. Bieber. First name, last name.
They put out a new song called... Any guess?
Who's in it again? Miley, Biebs, and who else?
Yes. Oh, Miley, Biebs, and Lil Twist.
The
Twerk
name.
Twerk Your Mother.
No.
You are so close. It's unreal.
Oh, really?
Butt fuck my face.
No.
You sure?
The first word of what up. She said is what it is.
Twerk?
Yep.
Twerk. Twerk.
Twerking for the weekend.
It's just twerk. Good so far, right?
This is the worst piece of dog shit garbage I've ever heard.
What?
At least he's not using auto-tune.
Why is it...
Until I turn 25. Oh.
That's Mario. Listen.
I hate it.
Time to twerk, boys. Are you ready to twerk? Twerk it, baby.
Dutch, first what? Off, I'm always like ready. I'm always ready to twerk. So if that's the question, the answer is yes, I am ready.
I hate it.
You hate it? Why do you hate it, Marie?
I hate every bit of it. I wish I could take these few minutes back from my life.
But it's so good, though.
No, it's the worst thing.
I can't wait to dance to this song at your wedding.
That's right, because I'm DJing it. By the way, is that a? Have we set this on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so DJing their wedding. It's going to be great. Can you imagine Marie in her wedding dress and Royce in his Cubano suit? Orphan in this?
I'll get one thing perfectly straight right now. I may have a big butt. I cannot lie. But I don't know how to control it.
You know how to twerk?
I don't know how to move it whatsoever. I can't.
Why does Miley... I'm looking at the picture of Miley Cyrus in the chat room. Why does she have the haircut from the bad guy from Blade Runner? Like, it's bad, right?
It's terrible.
She looks like she should be in Full Metal Jacket.
I would say she's got, like... She has... By the way, Justin Bieber and her have the exact same haircut.
Yeah, they do.
In that picture.
That's what
and Lil Twist.
That's what I was going to say. They were trying to match hair.
It's fucking like terrible. This is terrible.
You don't like it?
No.
Well, the song's over.
It's the worst thing. That was it? That was it?
That was a song.
That was all of it.
So
that's the whole thing.
Was there a verse and a refrain?
It was like 2 minutes long.
It's two and a half.
All they said is, I'm going to twerk it, twerk it.
Here, I'll back it up for the fun part. You don't like it, Marie?
I think I didn't see the successful J5 singing in it, or I didn't hear him.
I'm pretty sure the song Shot, 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 Shots was more prolific than this will ever be.
But this says, I came into the party, now it's time to twerk. That's pretty prolific, if I knew.
That's a lame tweet.
It's not even a twerking song. It's too slow.
No, because you can
double time
that.
It when you action how to shake your ass. Unlike Marie, who doesn't know how to control her ass.
I can't.
You need to get that under control,
by
the way.
I tried. I tried taking lessons. It's no good. See, there's a difference between big Armenian butt and big black butt. Like, big black butt, they were born knowing what to do with it. Armenian butts is like, I guess I'll just exploit it for money.
By the way, I learned something new this weekend. I didn't realize that Cher was Armenian.
Cher has my last name. Her last name's Sarkeesian.
She's a Sarkeesian? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I was once asked if I was related. I am not.
By the one person in the world who knew her last name was Sarkeesian.
Yes, and that was my third grade art teacher. I remember it vividly because I was like, why would I be related to Cher, Miss Art Teacher? I don't remember her name.
I think you actually told me this like a while ago that Sarkeesian's like a pretty it's like Smith.
Yes, it is.
In the Armenian world.
Right. But the reason why I wouldn't be related to any Sarkeesian is because my last name is actually shortened.
How so?
My full last name is Dare Sarkeesian.
Well, that's
Dare
not
Devil
true.
Sarkeesian.
Hold on, no.
Daredevil Sarkeesian.
It's actually Truth or Dare Sarkeesian.
Yes. Truth wow. or Daredevil Sarkeesian.
Yes, Truth
How about
or Daredevil.
Truth or Double Dare Sarkeesian.
Truth or Super Sloppy Double Dare Sarkeesian.
How about Truth or Dare Double Sloppy Mark Summers?
Unwrapped.
Unwrapped. What would you do?
Restaurant Impossible.
Global Guts.
Yep, that is my full last name.
It is. Not many people know it.
It was really
By
long.
By the way, we have
really
narrowed long. Down to like four people who actually know what we're talking about.
The DMV only has like 25 characters you can allow, so.
Yeah, so I really had to shorten it. It was
really
hard to read.
Narrowed that down. Yeah. Only people who know who Mark Summers is and the references.
First off, if you don't know who Mark Summers is, tune out right now. Tune out right now because I don't want you listening.
Get the hell out of my podcast.
Yeah, because I don't want you listening to my show if you know who the fuck Mark Summers
is. Exactly.
He was relevant then and he's still relevant now.
He's more relevant now.
He is.
He's more relevant now.
It's true.
Sorry.
Oh, that's right. I have this one.
Shut the fuck up.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah.
That's when he's playing a live version of Double Dare in like a live crowd.
Oh,
and
boy.
He got mad because everybody kept shouting out the answers.
Oh, shut the fuck up!
Oh, boy.
And he yelled that.
Nailed him.
Oh, boy. That's not good.
Oh, I love Mark Summers.
He really is the best. Oh, Dutch, really quick. You're excited about Tebow going to the CFL?
Oh, is that where he's going?
I mean, we could only assume.
Oh, I feel so sad for him.
Why?
He tried
What's the
so
CFL?
Hard.
Dutch, you understand that...
You see... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I made a stupid joke about Vince Young, you know, being fired... And I actually had like three or four people getting mad at me defending Vince Young on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah, man. I was like, dude, he's a, first off, I got the generic, oh, yeah, what pro football team were you on? Because that's, I got that one. That's my favorite. Because it's like, really? I'm like, okay, I don't even respond. I don't care. Then I got
my buddies who are in sports radio get that every day of their life.
Wait, hold on. Because then I got a, because I guess, you know, my profile says I'm in radio, but they didn't do any more research except for that. And they're like, oh, you're probably just a dumb sports radio guy. So, of course, my answer was, yeah, I'll hang up and let you answer.
That's a great response.
They get so angry because I don't serious fight with anybody. I just goofy with them. And these people defend this millionaire athlete like he's like this poor guy on the streets.
Like Vince or Tebow?
Both, but specifically, Vince Young got more people defending him than anybody because, you know, he's Mark.
He's not terrible. He just never panned out.
Dude, no, it's the thing
Whereas
is...
Whereas Tebow is terrible. No,
yeah, Tebow's terrible. Vince Young's record is like 31-19. He has a good winning record.
Yeah, sorry, Tebow. You had a fun 8 games when you're here in my hometown.
I would love to make a CFL reference, but I don't know one CFL team. I wanted to say, oh, he's with the, I don't even know. The
you're
Montreal Alouettes.
At the Argonauts team.
The Argonauts. Thank you, Dutch.
The Argos.
Yeah, that's go Argos. He's getting paid 10 loonies and a sweet hoodie is what he gets. And that's not
the
bad.
The Argos and the Bombardiers.
Oh, the of course, Dutch. Me and Dutch last year, we have a dynasty fantasy.
Yeah, we definitely.
Me and Dutch have a fantasy half dynasty CFL team, actually. We do. It's like we're really competitive. Like, Dutch, who's your starting quarterback this year for your team? Mine's Tebow.
Oh, Mark Sanchez.
Well, that's very funny.
Definitely.
You should pick him up now because he'll be there in a couple
Mark
weeks.
Mark Sanchez will be there next week.
He'll be starting. Dutch, do you understand that the waiver wire right now has a better quarterback lineup than the Bills and Jets together? Think about it.
Ridiculous.
Dude, listen. Vince Young, Tim Tebow, both of those have better, more playoff wins right now than the entire Bills quarterback staff. They're picking up.
Yep.
I think.
No, you're right. No, you're 100% right.
I think the Bills signed Warren Moon yesterday. Oh, the day gamble and lose. Oh God, they're gonna make the Bills and Jets play on Saturday because just with the other college teams.
What about the Dynamo setup that the Raiders have?
Oh, dude, that first off,
Terrell Pryor.
I
and
want you.
Matt Flynn. Oh yeah.
When you speak of the Raiders, first off, Matt Flynn. Here's some advice. Let me give you some advice, Matt Flynn. Stop signing with teams that have a mobile young quarterback, you idiot. You're never going to play.
But the thing is, he gets like $8 million in a signing. Just
sit
in
his ass!
Just because he threw six touchdowns in one game.
Well,
two years ago.
To be fair, Al Bundy had four touchdowns in one game, and he's a hero.
And Ted Bundy killed people.
See? Everyone wins. I mean, except the people that died. I guess they don't win. They lose because they're dead.
Well, I think they actually wanted to die.
Yeah, okay, so you know what? Everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
I know football talk is boring, but
thanks,
fuck you guys.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
Celebrate good Obama. Come on.
All right. What do we want to
right
do
now? Here? You know, right now, Obama is standing in the Oval Office, looking out the window and shaking a magic eight ball.
What the fuck? We are going to war in Syria then, right?
Who knows? No, nobody knows.
Because he said, don't cross said line. They crossed the line. Now he has to do something.
And then he was like, but then he goes, guys, I was super serial. Don't cross that line.
like it's seriously like, why would you back yourself into that weirdness? Like, why would you? I don't know.
Call me a libertarian, but.
You're a libertarian.
I love
but
Greta Van Sarkeesian.
How about we fucking solve all the fucking problems we have here first? Because
language.
Seriously, I don't want to be bleeding heart anything, but can we not send more people to die right now? We need them here to work.
All right,
Twitter. What?
No, I hope it gets shut down by Congress, and then everybody just goes. I don't care if America
Dutch.
Looks weak in for the next couple of years. Because they just shut him down and he can't go there.
This is the first time.
They will stop him and ruin his goddamn presidency because he's a weak piece of shit.
Dutch, this is the first time he's praying that Congress shoots him down. That way.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't want to do it.
No, think about it because that's perfect for him. Then he could be like, you guys, I wanted to do it.
I wanted to, but I got shut down by my own people.
What am I going to do, guys? Huh?
Nah.
Fuck you. Fuck you. That piece of shit. Dude, and the thing is, like, if you criticize him, you're racist. No.
Nope.
You're a shitty president. I'm sorry.
At this point.
Shut the fuck up. And I'm not even. I hate Republicans, but this guy's bad. He's not a good president.
No, but we've had in succession probably two of the dumbest presidents back to back ever.
Two of the worst.
Back to back, probably two of the worst back to back presidents ever. I mean, we're gonna go straight 16 years of stupidity. Think about 16 years of stupidity, because that's what it is.
About 90 years.
Well, Clinton wasn't the best either.
No, you know what? Fine, but at least we had money. I'll give that much.
I like money.
Yeah, good point.
We had money because Reagan gave us.
Fair enough. Fine, Reagan. I don't care. But you know what? It's now just we're a joke. We're just.
Can we not talk about politics on this show?
Hey.
I'm taking a stance for once. I'm not talking politics on the show.
Fine.
Well,
I talk about how great Breaking Bad's been because you won't watch it?
10 dating tips for single women in the 1930s.
Boners.
We could do boners.
No. I want to hear. That sounds interesting, the dating tips.
All right. Hold on. I feel like I need to have music with this. Hold on. Let me get some 1930s music up.
Let's see. Just play that twerk song again.
Yeah. Wait, there we go. All right.
These are dating tips.
Hold on.
10 dating tips for single women from the 1930s. I'm losing batteries on my machine here. I need to get more.
Hold on. All right. So, let's see. Number one, unless it's sex stories, please share those. Oh, sorry. Okay. There are clips from like old-timey like magazines and newspapers that say like you know, tips for dating. And the first one says, don't be familiar with the head waiter talking about the fun you had with someone else at another time. Men deserve your desire and attention. So they're basically saying, don't talk to the head waiter.
But why? Who cares?
What?
That's what I said here. If you need a brassiere, wear one. Don't tug at your girdle and be careful your stockings aren't wrinkled.
Story of my life, really.
Old timey writing and it's hard for me to read.
Wait. Where does the girdle go? Is that the middle part?
It's the middle part.
It's
over
a waist
stomach.
Thing to keep you looking slim
you're
and sexy.
A girl, you should know.
If you don't have a girdle, you're fat and gross.
I'm a girl, but I wasn't born in the 1930s, so.
Well, you're fat and gross then. Whatever.
All right, so I'm not going to tug at my girdle.
All right, don't be familiar with your escort by caressing him in public. Any open show of affection is in bad taste, usually embarrasses or humiliates
him. Okay, I never took my escorts in public. I had sex with them in the hotel room and then gave them money and they left.
By the way, these are tips to women for dating men. So
if they're dating, why do they need an escort?
Well, I think back then, in the 1930s, dating meant just the guy you're dating. So your date rather than just your escort. Yeah. Don't sit in awkward positions. Never look bored, even if you are. But be alert, and if you must chew gum, quote, not advised, do it silently with your mouth closed.
Rules.
Because I might smack you in the mouth.
Where's the list of, like, 10 drinks to throw in your man's face?
Don't be conspicuous talking to another man. The last straw is to pass out from too much liquor. Chances are that your date will never call you again.
Yeah, he will.
No, he definitely will, because it means he probably fucked you.
I love the picture of this, too, because these are old, like, 1930s thing, and it's like she's, like, leaning to the next booth and scratching another guy's head.
What? He had an itchy head. What do you want from me?
I'm actually going to I'll put this in the chat room so you guys can follow along. There you go. Boom.
What if you're Julius Pepperwood from Chicago?
I'm from Chicago. Pizza, not me. Let's see. Don't be sentimental. Don't be sentimental or try to get him to say something he doesn't want to by working on his emotions. Men don't like these tears, especially in public places.
Okay, I'm going to agree that to this day, don't cry. Stop crying. Because Mauricio does that too. Mauricio does it too. In the middle of a fight, we'll be having a heated fight, and then all of a sudden, the fight ends because she'll go, I don't know why you're yelling at me!
Yep.
And then I'm like,
probably because she just got fed up with your nonsense.
What kind of shitty relationship is this where the woman's wearing the hat but the guy isn't?
It's this really terrible picture.
That's a terrible hat.
It's a bad hat.
Pretty good hat.
Fucking smack that hat off for her with the Louisville Slugger. What a... she's not wearing a bra on those saggy boobies.
Oh, they're so saggy.
But she doesn't need a brassiere. Those are natural low hangers.
Those are the saggiest. She looks like a Russian immigrant.
Don't talk about clothes or trying to describe your new gown to a man. Please...
Because he'll say, shut the fuck up.
Your day by talking about the things that he wants to talk about.
So this whole thing about clothes, it still relates to these days. Because today, actually, Sherry got a package in the mail, and it was some socks that she bought on the internet. But they're They're really weird socks because they don't actually have feet in them.
Wait, what?
Feetless socks?
Feetless socks. They're leg warmers?
That's what I said, but she said, no, they're boot socks.
No, they're not. Those are leg warmers.
That's what I said. I said, so they're leg warmers. Like, no, they're boot socks because when you wear she actually Sherry had to get some boots out.
Hold on. Get no, Sherry on the mic.
She went to bed.
That bitch.
But, yeah, so she actually got her boots out. She put her leg warmer boot socks on and then put her boots on top over it. But these boot socks also have buttons on them, which are only for show. They're not actually buttoning anything.
What?
And I don't understand this.
You need to break up with her immediately.
I don't even
understand
that. Just
dump her on the side of the road, preferably dead.
Wouldn't the buttons make the boots feel uncomfortable?
No, but the buttons go outside the top of the boot.
Oh, decorative. Now I get it. Makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
No, it totally makes sense. Because now you can see the buttons.
Yeah.
And they're not getting smushed underneath the boot.
But see, the thing is, though, is you would have to wear...
It's not a sock if it doesn't cover your foot!
That's what I'm saying, is you would have to wear socks underneath them for your boots, because otherwise you're just wearing sweaty feet inside boots, which is gross.
Yeah.
So you would have to wear socks, and then your boot socks, and then your boot.
It's way too many foot accessories for me.
Wear socks and a pair of shoes.
Yeah, but
here's the thing, though. I've been in Minnesota during the winter. I can see why I would have socks.
It's September.
It's
so goddamn
cold there.
Well, no, see, because you have your first sock, and then you have your second sock. Your second sock is both sock and also decorative sock.
Yeah, that's right, Mitch.
Above and below.
It's September in Minnesota, so it's already only 30 degrees.
No, it's a really warm September, so it's only 70 degrees in the morning.
Are you
60 degrees?
Okay, in the morning, we were sitting outside yesterday or the day before, like at 9 a.m., and it was like 98 degrees outside. It was fucking terrible. Terrible. So hot here. Fucking horrible.
I don't know why.
No, it was weird. Actually, the day, September 1st, it was normally like 80s or 90s in the morning when we wake up. September 1st, it was like 50 in the morning.
Of course. We all can't
so
live
my
under
summer's
a dome
over forever.
Minnesota.
Bye,
can
summer.
We move on, or?
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Sorry. by the way, these are dating tips from the 1930s. Men don't like girls who borrow their handkerchiefs to smudge them with lipstick. Make up in privacy, not where he sees you.
Well, that's just gross all around. I don't understand the handkerchief situation. Why would you use any of that and then put it back in your pocket?
The thing is that, you know, generally, I wasn't with the handkerchief craze, but the handkerchief, as Marie said earlier, I'm all about that.
Yeah, you're about the handkerchief?
Marie, remember when I was down there last year and meeting you guys, whatever, for 30
vaguely?
Minutes? Vaguely? Yeah, remember my friend who shook your hand really hard?
Yes.
He carries around, it's not a handkerchief, it's actually a washcloth in his pocket, and he'll blow his nose with it and then put it back in his pocket.
Well, I mean,
it is really, really gross.
I would imagine a washcloth would be sturdier for multiple washes.
Disgusting.
I mean, because you could rinse it out easier. I mean, a handkerchief, you probably have to put it through the delicate cycle. Or do you have to dry clean a handkerchief? I don't even know.
What about a handkerchief?
Kleenex, because you can throw them away and then you don't have a snotty pocket.
But then you don't look classy.
It's a dirty washcloth.
You're a dirty washcloth. You don't understand. See, because real men put pieces of cloth inside their pockets and then whip it out when they have to blow their nose and they shove it back in. That's what men do.
But
do you
know
do
what
that?
Washcloths, you know what washcloths and towels look like after you've had them for a long time? If you wash them a lot, they get all lumpy and
hard.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It's just disgusting.
That's what I look like.
You look like a dirty washcloth?
No, lumpy and hard. Boners. Yes. All right, here you go. Next one. Do your dressing in your boudoir and to keep your allure. Be ready when your date arrives and don't keep him waiting. Greet him with a smile.
I don't know if that one still applies today. I think men like to see women naked.
Oh, dude, yeah. Well, maybe not like dating. But
Does dating really exist?
Was that a problem in the 1930s where women were just getting dressed all willy-nilly in front of people? Like,
all up in their business.
Look at this picture, by the way. The guy's like, oh, hey, I didn't see you put your own panties.
Maybe it was a problem. I don't know. It was the 30s. They couldn't afford much. There was a depression.
Hey, what happened to number 10?
What happened?
That was the last one.
What happened to number U?
It says number 9. It said there was 10. There's not anyone after that unless I'm
Fuck
missing something.
Fuck you, BuzzFeed. You're done. I'm done with you, BuzzFeed.
I'm done with BuzzFeed, too.
Yeah, fuck you, BuzzFeed. Jesus.
False advertising.
You say there's 10, there's 9. Leave us hanging.
Actually, was 17. Wait, what the fuck? I'm like confused now. Oh, wait, here we go. Here's another one from the good old days. Do you guys want to keep it the same old school theme?
Sure.
It's another thing of shocking bits of relationship advice from the good old days. These are things that are printed back in like... magazines and things like that as far as...
Wait, now, back up a second, because what are magazines?
Well, these are little... It's like, you know, like newspapers where they're printed on, like, paper
news?
And it's like... magazines are a little more glossy, and it's, like, in a book form, but not as thick.
Oh, like Instagram?
No.
Like a filter?
Did Rice leave to go and die?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Who's single life?
He's twice tonight, and I'm barreling through.
Yeah, well, you're the champ.
Shows who the real man is. Marie, you should dump that zero and get with the hero.
And who's the hero?
Obviously Dutch, because he's just barreling through this shit.
Baby, I'm dumping you for the other guy.
For me, okay. What if I say no? I don't want to date you. You're
Royce,
Marie.
Royce looks pretty messed up. I'm not gonna lie. No. I don't think he's wearing anything.
Royce, are you nude? Did you sit down?
He's not anywhere close here.
What's he doing?
He just opened up the bathroom door for a second. I don't think he's wearing clothes.
He's walking around nude?
He's not walking around. He's locked himself in the restroom.
Okay, but I thought you said he opened the door.
He did. He opened up the door for a second because he just yelled, "What?" when I said I was leaving him. He's doing fine. He's fine.
So he takes his clothes off to take a poopy?
I don't know what he's doing in there. Maybe he just did it in preparation for God knows what.
I used to have to do that. I used to, whenever I took a dump when I was younger, I would just get completely naked.
Maybe you just don't know what's going to come out of which orifice, so you're
I
just
don't
prepared.
Know why I did that. Maybe because, I sweat a lot when I was a little kid.
Maybe
I was just like,
that.
I got to get completely nude. And I would do this, in public bathrooms. I would just get completely naked, and I would take my clothes and hang them up on the little, door stopper coat hanger thingy-majig.
Wouldn't that just be really inconvenient and time-consuming?
Yes, it would be, Marie, but I didn't think about that when I was a kid.
What did you think about?
I thought about that I had to be nude when I took a dump.
Maybe because you wanted to attract the older gentleman in the next stall over?
Possibly.
Were you having sex?
No, but I do want to... Here, I'm going to try something real quick since Royce isn't there to do this. I'm going to do something real quick. I'm going to try doing screen share. Am I still on the screen there?
I have no clue. I would have to get up and walk around the table.
Am I still on the top right?
Yes, you are.
Okay. I'm going to try something real quick. I'm going to do a quick screen share. I need to show you guys a video. And so, Marie, what you can do is just pop up the video that is actually in the chat room.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable doing that.
It should just do it automatically because your thing is up there.
Right, right. Well, just
share. I think it'll take over and you're up in the top right.
Royce is coming
back. Video.
Okay. Royce, what is going on? Because I can't do whatever Joel's telling me to do.
What's up?
I don't know. Something about a video.
This is what I'm going to do real quick.
He wants to screen share something.
Oh, you're getting farther and farther away. Oh, that's cool.
I'm dying. What happened? Here we go. Royce, we're going to do this real quick. Am I still there?
Yeah, I see it.
Cool. Here we go. This is the best Vine videos all mushed together in a compilation.
Okay.
Marie, you'll appreciate this. So just.
I can't see it.
Well, just do something where you can see it. Royce, help her. Because there's dogs involved.
I can't.
I like dogs.
Marie, you'll appreciate this. So just.
All right. I think I got it.
Just mute it.
I got it. I got it muted.
All right. You got it. Okay. Here we go.
Oh my God.
I want to go home. I don't want to. I want to go home.
What the hell is going on?
I want to go home! My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and their life is better than yours. Damn right.
We got one coming. We got one coming. Go, go.
No, no, cat.
Girl, I'm about to tell you something. I'm pregnant.
Stupid.
Idiot.
Nice.
Fuck, I fell asleep. God damn it.
Yeah.
I'll call you back.
No, no. Summer's not over.
Linda. Yellow,
mild cheese. I like that.
Do you know how hard this is to watch on Ustream?
Anybody hungry? Anybody sleepy? Anybody highly overweight?
Me and Eric about to go vandalize some stuff.
Hi, sure about this?
Yeah, man, just go, hurry.
Everything I'm hearing is 30 seconds.
What was that, Marie?
Everything I'm hearing is 30 seconds after what I'm seeing it. Or no, the other way around. So I'm trying to piece together what I just heard with what I'm about to see.
Well, is there a way that, like, Royce can... You guys need to figure out a way where you can see exactly what Royce is seeing.
It's called buying an extra monitor or him just moving things around. Because I can't see through his monitor.
Well, just move over to Royce's side and then just look.
But then I'm not on my mic.
Who cares? You can share mics.
No. It's
not
gross.
Professional here. It's fine.
I don't want gross. To.
I have okay. noticed with these Vine videos, black people love them. And they're...
Oh, they
really
do love
Vine.
Vine.
They right. really do.
Here's what I hate. People assume that I play basketball because I'm 6'5 and black. Like, maybe I want to be a doctor or a lawyer.
Chubbs, who's here? Who's here? Oh, happening.
I love Vine.
I'm going to eat you. Yes, I'm gonna have an ice cream, but no sprinkles. For every sprinkle I find, I shall kill you.
Hey, y'all, what do you say? Don't pass.
I could watch this all day.
But I think that's good. I mean, I don't know how people listening on the podcast are going to be able to.
Yeah, this is mainly for the live listeners.
Yeah.
So this is just for me.
It was just for you.
I've gotten stuck in those Vine compilation YouTube things before.
Oh, so great, because 6 seconds and then you're on to the next.
Not real quick, because I wanted to get to this before we finish today. What do you think of the whole stupid Johnny Manziel thing?
Who?
The Texas A&M quarterback that he got kicked. They sat him down because he got a taunting penalty because he was doing the fake autograph thing. He's the one that got suspended for half a game against Rice.
Here's what happened. Is that the guys from Rice, he got suspended for half a game. He came in the second half. His first couple plays, the defensive players were just, you know, hey, can you sign some shit for me? And he was just like, and you could tell that that's obviously what they were talking about. He gave him shit. And by the third touchdown they threw in the third quarter, because Texas A&M dominates Rice. I mean, that's just what's going to happen. He's doing the whole point at the scoreboard and talking shit with them, and he gets a 15-yard penalty. When you have the entire college football world looking at you, like, shut up.
Johnny Manziel is the Ryan Lochte of football. Talented, but a douchebag.
Right.
And that's period. Well, that's all it is. That's
here's the thing, though. He's smart. Ryan Lochte's retarded. He's borderline retarded.
I wouldn't say even Manziel's smart. If he was talented, I don't think he's smart.
He's intelligent enough to be able to have good comebacks to come at after these guys with. He's just really immature because he's a 19-year-old. So
20. He's 20 now.
He's 20?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He is. In
19
it?
Last year. So the thing is, he won the Heisman Trophy. It's gone to his head at this point. He's buying into his own hype. And he doesn't know that. When you have everybody scrutinizing you because you got dismissed from the Manning football camp, and you have this whole dumb, you know, athletes doing autographs, like 10,000 of them or whatever. He got suspended for a game, no proof of it. He was getting paid for something. Everybody's looking at you. I hate to say this, but do what Cam Newton did and don't talk to anybody and don't say anything about anything. Because when Cam Newton had his dumb dad come out and go, oh, yeah, we went to the highest paid university, the one that would pay my son the most. He didn't talk to anybody, and people were giving him shit in the field, and he didn't say anything, even though he was getting all kinds of scrutiny. I mean, don't get me wrong, Cam Newton's still kind of a douche, but this guy's way more of a douche because he's responding to criticism he's getting from other players who are trying to get inside of his head.
Here's the difference in that. When he goes to go to the NFL, and he will go to the NFL, he's not going to last a year. They're going to kill him. Because I'm telling you, look what happened to Vic. Look what happens to these mobile quarterbacks. They're going to run around. He's going to get cocky, and he's going to get fucking nailed by somebody, and he's just going to break both his legs. Because you cannot be that arrogant in the NFL, you know? In college, sure, because let's face it. Yeah, Texas A&M will play a couple big teams, but they're mostly going to play Rice or these shit, you know, teams. You're not going to get a guy flying at you at 4-3 just to come in and murder you.
Well, they are the only team that beat up Alabama last year. So no, I'm going to give them a little bit of credit for being good regardless of the teams they're playing.
He said Alabama.
Like, I'm going to give him credit.
He said Alabama. You should play your Alabama
man. Oh.
Thanks, Producer Mitch.
And also,
you're not the one with the button. I am.
And
hold
pull your
second.
Camera back up, you idiot, because I'm still seeing your screen.
Alan!
Oh, it's Alan,
Alan.
Not
Alan. Alan.
I hit the A button thinking it was Alabama man, but it's not.
You're doing good tonight.
I'm not doing good.
We're all sick. We all feel like sick. Garbage.
There we go.
Timing.
I have it.
Nope.
Oh, there it is. I had it on my board, but it was on a different button.
You played it already.
I know, but I could play Alan, this again Alan, if you want.
Alan! Alan! Alan!
Steve.
Or
Mom.
This.
Mom!
Alan!
Alan!
Mom!
Steve! Mommy.
Or this.
Alan!
Steve!
Oh, mommy!
Steve!
Steve!
Mommy.
Steve!
Oh,
no.
Mama.
Steve! Oh, no.
Mama.
Steve!
Mama.
Stop it.
Ma!
Stop
Ma!
It. Stop it.
Ma!
Ma! Mom! 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 Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama!
Oh, I'm trying to play the other ones and they're not playing.
Isn't Google Chrome doing a new, like, Family Guy mommy ad?
Done!
Are they?
Done!
What are you talking about?
Someone is. I can't remember.
Done! Done!
Mom! 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 Mommy! Mommy!
Done!
Mama!
Done!
Mama!
Are you guys just trying to fill time for the last 5 minutes? Is that what you're trying to do right now? Are you nodding yes because this is exactly what you're trying to do?
Fine, fine. No, Marie, I haven't told you this, but one of my brothers texted me the first time, I think it was on Fifth Circle when we did that, we're just playing the repetitive name bits over to each other. He texted me, he said, he's like, dude, I was crying laughing at work. That was the funniest thing I've ever heard. So
come on.
Because one other person finds it funny.
Dutch. Let's move on, okay?
MoveOn.org, Joel.
Done! Done!
Done! See, I don't think Voice is doing what he said he was
going to do.
It's getting worse. This is getting worse.
Done!
You guys are just playing more sound clips.
Done!
Stop it!
Okay, Eliza.
Oh, no.
More for us.
Troopers, receive new orders. Our superiors say the war is canceled. We can all go home.
We can.
Bison is getting paid off for his crimes, and our friends will have died here. Will have died for nothing. But
they're getting the whole thing.
We can all go home. Meanwhile, ideals like peace. Freedom. And justice. They get packed up.
But we can all go home.
Thank you. Thank you, Mother Marie.
I'm not going home.
Bob!
I'm going to get on my boat, and I'm going upriver. I'm going to kick that son of a bitch bison's ass so hard that the next bison wannabe is going to feel it. No, who wants to go home? And who wants to go with me?
Well.
For $1 billion.
Were you really going to play the pandemic thing?
Brilliant.
Seriously, guys. You were filling up 5 minutes. 5 minutes of sound clips.
She's my hot.
You guys have worked hard, and you've all earned your stock option. So, congratulations.
So I should just leave at this point.
I like it.
Should we just say the better? Should we just say the betters?
You're doing it wrong.
Realistic. When are you gonna grow up, man? Chicks love cars. If you want to get into their pants, you better have a nice hot Ferrari.
Take me to bed or lose me forever.
You're assuming I give a shit, you little prick.
Pain over!
I'm on maximum swearing tonight.
Oh, it's a beat. Do that.
And scene.
So, why are we better?
Hold on, somebody get buttons. I need to Find a song.
I got one.
Shut up! Look at this photograph.
Every time you, it makes me laugh. All right, I'll go first. I'm better because I know how to go to the bathroom with my clothes on. And go.
Why were you nude in the bathroom, Roy?
Oh, dude, I'm like George Costanza. I have to take my shirt off to poop.
Dude, I was saying earlier, I have to be completely naked when I used to anyway.
And Ryan is even worse because not only does he have to be naked, but he has to have water running. Sha-la-la-la. Mitch, why are you better?
I am better than you because
I'm Batman.
Should I come back and try to graduate? Dutch, why are you better?
Come back.
All right. Me? Why am I better?
Yes.
Why are you better, Royce?
I am better than you because my tummy hurts. Dutch, why are you better?
I'm better than you because I really wanted to get to a Calvin and Hobbes story and wasn't able to get to that. Aww. Tonight. I love that.
Alright, well, we're sorry we phoned it in, guys. We all feel like duties.
Yeah, Marie, why are you better?
I feel fine.
Marie already said why she was better.
I missed it.
Joel's drunk.
I haven't drank anything tonight, Kevin.
Excuses.
Really? You think I'm... You're kind of an asshole sometimes.
Sometimes?
Oh, I'm still screenshot sharing, apparently.
I know. Look at this photograph.
Every time I do, it makes me laugh. Just go back to it.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We're tired. Right, go fuck awesome. Your faces.
Yeah, go away.
Are you really pissed?
Huh? No one's pissed. Just tired. I'm honestly feel like shit, dude. Seriously. That's a real reason.
I know.
I feel really terrible, dude. I'm getting like cold sweats.
You're right. It's the reason why we phoned in.
I'm like,
but thank you for listening, everybody. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow where we're all going to be still sick and have a horrible show.
Yeah.
Hippo Juice 7 and 9 and all the other shows. I don't feel like plugging everything.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Download our podcast. Turn the song off. I got an outro.
Bye, guys.
All right, bye.